My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with a movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome into a week three preview, 2-0, week three, 2-0 preview edition of the Buffalo Bills versus the Los Angeles Rams. You are listening to the Overreaction Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter. As you probably already know, you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. If you are not following me yet, I request that you do. I make this promise to everybody. I will follow you back, and I won't unfollow you unless you tweet porn. Then you're getting unfollowed immediately. Otherwise, let's be friends. Let's be friends on Twitter. Welcome into the show, everybody. Your Buffalo Bills are 2-0. 2-0. And I'm not going to say it's a surprise, right? We're not surprised at this point with the team being 2-0. We're more surprised about how they got here and how they're 2-0. Would you agree? I mean, that's pretty much where we're all at on this, right? We're surprised that Josh Allen is playing the way that Josh Allen is playing. We're surprised that the offense, specifically through the air, is playing the way that they're playing, and on the ground is kind of playing the way they're playing, and we're surprised that the defense is playing the way the defense is playing. However, let's be realistic for just a moment. There was no preseason. Offenses around the NFL are in front of and out in front of defenses, by and large, which is not normal in the NFL early in the season. So this is what I'm going to tell you. I think that continuity has played great favor for the Buffalo Bills offense, coupled with Josh Allen taking that next step that we need him to see, that we want him to see. And I think that, I think that defense is going to return to form. And to be honest with you, I think that defense is potentially going to return to form this week. So what I want to do is I want to talk to you about, there's a lot of great preview shows out there, and there's a lot of great shows that talk about, you know, what to watch for and like really get into the X's and O's, and I watch them just like you do, but I want my show to be a little bit different. As you know, this is the Overreaction Show, and I want to talk to you basically about what you're going to see and expect from the couch, what we're going to be emotional about, and quickly what to look for. So let's start here. First of all, let's start with on this Sunday game day. Let's start with the injury report from Friday, as we are still waiting for the inactives for the Bills to announce the inactives for this game. So let's take a look at that real quick. So if you've been paying attention to the injury report at all, obviously the big ones are Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano, and they are from Friday. They are listed as limited. Edmonds is questionable. However, Milano is also questionable, but Milano was a full participant in practice. Edmonds was limited. Everybody, for the most part, that ended up on that list, Cole Beasley, John Brown, full participants on Friday, all the surprise people. The three players that are currently out or listed as out, Dawson Knox with his concussion, listed as out. And then we've got Zach Moss due to a toe injury that apparently happened on last week on Sunday, is out for this football game. Adelshawn Phillips with a quad is out. Questionable, as I said, Tremaine Edmonds, Teron Johnson with a groin. He did not participate on Wednesday. He was limited on Thursday, full participant on Friday. He is, as I said, questionable. And then Matt Milano. So right now, as it looks, We're going to come into this game pretty healthy. I would expect to see Matt Milano play, which is huge. I would expect, I think, at this point to see Tremaine Edmonds play. I think there's some cat and mouse going on between the two teams as far as just what the Rams have been doing and knowing where their strengths are. Tyler Higbee is one, a guy that we're going to have to look out for. And the Rams knowing that, you know, we have two amazing linebackers in Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. And that Jared Goff keys off of the linebackers. When he drops back and he does his play action, he does his motion, he does his action, his head immediately whips around to locate the linebackers and find out what they've done. And depending on where they slide to and where they go to, it directs at that point what he's going to do next. So this is what I would tell you. This is what I'm going to say just about this football game. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun one, and I would not – if you are looking for the Bills to shut a football team down, if you're looking for the Bills, if you're that fan that overreacts every single time the Bills let up a big pass or a screen play that goes for 25 yards or every time a team scores one touchdown or a field goal, you lose your minds, you might not want to watch this football game. This is the first thing I'm going to tell you from the couch. Relax. The Rams are going to score points. Did you hear me? The Rams are going to score points. So this offense, right? Jared Goff isn't exactly a world beater. However, what they're asking him to do fits what he can do in his skill level almost perfectly. They've got a lot of weapons. They got a lot of guys all over the field, but they're running what I would call, I mean, it's a simple offense. It's not super super like prolific in the sense of like super complicated offense. They're not asking Jared Goff to do much outside of read a couple players on the field, and then either, you know, hit the guy in the flat, hit the guy in the screen, hit the guy that's over the middle, or hit the guy deep. And they don't go deep very often. He is, you know, the term check down Charlie is a big fan favorite right now in Buffalo because Josh Allen has said that he's not going to be check down Charlie. Let's be honest for a second. Jared Goff is a little bit of a check down Charlie, and it works for them. Their offensive line is a little bit suspect. They got a big left tackle in Andrew Whitworth, who I think is like 39 years old, but he is a mountain of a man. If you're familiar with his story, he was originally a Cincinnati Bengal and was amazing there. But outside of Whitworth, their offensive line is a little bit suspect. But Andrew Whitworth, big Andrew Whitworth is going to take care of his business all day long. But it is a tricky but simple, well-executed offense. However, I think this Bills defensive line, I think they're going to put it together this weekend. I think they're going to collapse that offensive line. Now, what good is collapsing an offensive line if the quarterback gets the ball out quickly? It's really not. We've seen it against the Patriots over the years with Tom Brady. You know, we've got whether it was the wide nine, the Jim Schwartz wide nine, or the Rex Ryan defense, or whatever defense we're playing, we've lived in a space where the Bills get to the quarterback fast, and if the quarterback gets the ball out faster, it kind of makes your defensive line completely ineffective. So guys on this defense are going to have to stay disciplined. They're not going to be able to over-pursue in this football game, our Buffalo Bills defense. If Tremaine Edmonds does not play, that is going to expose us and hurt us, specifically with Tyler Higbee. Tyler Higbee, you saw Mike Gesicki last weekend. Well, multiply that times five, and you've got Tyler Higbee, also with a quarterback that's a little more spry in Goff. And I know that's weird because Fitzy, you know, obviously has been playing well the last couple weeks, but let's remember that Fitzy is Fitzy and he comes in streaks. So I think defensively against this Rams offense, I think the Bills have a chance. I think they return to form. I don't think that means that they shut them out or shut them down or that the Rams are held to under 10 points. I think, like I said, the Rams are going to score. So it's going to be important for this Buffalo Bills team on offense to score points. Now, here's the good news. Are you ready for the good news? The Bills are averaging a lot of points this season. It has been widely talked about and discussed by just about everybody in the media, the radio, podcast, fans on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, that the Bills are going to have to score average more points this year than they did last year. Last year, if you remember, they averaged 19 points a game. And yes, it got them to 10-6 and into the playoffs because of amazing defensive play. But what happens if your opponent, like this past week in the Dolphins, score more than 19 points? Well, you better be able to score more than 19 points. The good news is, so far this year in two games, The Bills have scored 29, on average, 29 points, 27 points week one, 31 points week two. Now, I think, as I was saying, getting back to that, the Bills are going to outscore. It's going to be kind of an outgun, outrun, outgun situation for the Bills. As much as everybody's afraid of the Rams because they can attack you in multiple ways, multiple fashions, although they're not as multiple as people think, they just have weapons, the Bills can attack you in multiple fashions. Now, Zach Moss not being in this game is going to hurt a little bit, maybe. The reality is we don't know what Zach Moss really brings to the table because we haven't seen a whole lot of him. So, for me, I think you're going to see a healthy dose of Devin Singletary. Josh Allen has been on record already as saying that they're going to give what the defense takes them. He has also said that as much as Jalen Ramsey is very good and they had that little tiff, that they're not going to shy away from him. They're not going to press him, but they're not going to shy away from him either. Here's the thing about that defense. The linebackers are suspect and the defensive backs are suspect outside of Jalen Ramsey. If you're thinking about that defense, that the Rams defense, unless your name is Aaron Donald or Jalen Ramsey, you're kind of suspect. That defense is not very good. So when you're talking about a football team that can match weapon-wise the Rams, which the Bills can, all over the field, I think it could be a very long day for that Rams defense as well. Now, I'm not talking Bills 49ers 80s or 90s shootout game, but what I'm trying to tell you is expect the Rams to score a lot of points. Expect the Bills to score a lot of points. This could be a relatively high-scoring affair. Now, matchups to watch for. It's going to really depend on where the two stud cornerbacks line up. Is Trey going to stick to his side? Is he going to shadow somebody? Is Jalen Ramsey going to stick to his side? Is he going to shadow somebody? What do we know about the Rams defense? They like to play zone defense. Josh Allen traditionally, up until this year, has excelled, or I should say, has played better as a quarterback against man defenses. So to me, that's a fit for Josh Allen. So it's really going to come down to like who's going to have the best day and why, based on how these defenses, it's going to be a pick your poison for both defenses. Who do I want to potentially have beat me? Is it going to be, you know, Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp or Tyler Higbee? You know, the Rams aren't running the ball much. However, the Bills are very similar to that fashion. You know, who do I want to beat me? Do I want it to be, you know, John Brown, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley? The reality is the Bills haven't been running very successfully so far this year. It's kind of interesting to see the way these two teams match up. Now, the Bills, in my opinion, have a much better running back. They have a much better offensive line. And they're deeper at wide receiver. Now, clearly, you're going to give the nod on at tight end to the Rams at this point. But if you're watching this football game on Sunday, if you're paying attention, you want to know what to watch for and what to get emotional upset about, you're going to watch defensively for the Buffalo Bills over pursuit. You're going to want to make sure the Bills are not over pursuing. They're going to need to get to Jared Goff. They're going to also have to find a way to confuse him. The linebackers are not going to be able to bite every single time on that play action. They're going to have to do their best to stay at home. And the Bills defense is going to have to cover and tackle with great efficiency. On offense, they're going to have to execute. What does that mean? That means the words that we talk about. We talked about a lot last year. We've talked a lot about it this year already, and we've seen the Bills do it. Josh Allen is going to have to be right in his pre-snap reads. And as things change and develop during the play, Josh Allen is going to have to get the ball to the open receiver. He's not going to be able to press. He's not going to be able to force it downfield. If the check down is there, take the check down. If the easy eight is there, take the easy eight. But I think the Bills come out on top of this football game. If you're asking me for a score prediction, I had a score prediction on the Hump Day Hotline Wednesday with Jay Spence. I think I said 21-17. I'm actually going to change that. I think it's going to be more like 31-24. I think the Bills against this defense, and they could score more than 31. This might end up being a 35-31 game, but I think the final score of this game is going to be in that 31-24 range with the Bills on top. I think Josh Allen is going to throw for about 290 yards, one passing touchdown, two rushing touchdowns, and I think he's probably going to have one turnover, whether it's an interception or a fumble. So that's what I've got for you as far as Bills-Rams. Let's do the around the league because I'm really enjoying doing this. Week one, I was 10-5. Last week, I was 11-4. So cue the music. We're going to give you the around the league. So if you're taking notes, grab a pen. These are Joe Miller picks the league. Hang on a second. Here we go. So this is not including the Thursday night game, which has already been played, but your week three picks. What I've got for you, I've got the 49ers going east again to New York. The 49ers are without Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what? I don't think this is the week that the Giants get their first win of the season. Saquon Barkley is out for the year. Give me the 49ers in this football game. Washington, the Washington football team at the Browns. Give me the Browns in that football team. The Bengals are at the Eagles. You know what? This is probably the game where the Eagles get off the schneid. Give me the Eagles over the Bengals. Raiders at the Patriots. That team that we saw on Monday night, the Raiders that beat the Saints, I picked the Saints. The Raiders beat the Saints. I don't want to say they beat them handily, but they did a good job beating them. It'll be interesting to see what team shows up. Is this the Raiders of old, or is this the Raiders team that's good and going to expose the Patriots? You know what? I'm going to go on a limb. I'm taking the Raiders over the Patriots. Bears at the Falcons. I still don't know what's going on with that Falcons team. I said it last week, and then the Falcons played the Cowboys and gave up like 21 points in the last like 6 or 7 minutes of the game and lost to the Cowboys. However, I'm going to take the Falcons at home against the Bears in that football game. Rams at the Bills. You've got my pick. I've got the Bills as the Rams are coming east 2 weeks in a row. They were not allowed to stay on the East Coast due to COVID restrictions. I think that's going to hurt them, but it's a 1 o'clock game in Buffalo. West Coast team coming east. Texans at the Steelers. You know what? That Texas team, Mrs. Nuke. I said it last week. I'll say it again. Give me the Steelers. Titans over the Vikings. With the Vikings at home, the Titans are going to win that football game. Panthers at Chargers. We got the rookie again. It's tragic, terrible, and sad what's going on with Tyrod Taylor. We all love Tyrod. Tyrod, our best goes out to you. But give me the Chargers over the Panthers at home. Jets at the Colts. Come on. Give me the Colts. Cowboys at Seahawks. That's going to be a fun game to watch. 4:25 game on Sunday. Cowboys at the Seahawks. You know what? I'm going to take the Seahawks. Lions at the Cardinals. I don't know anything about this Lions team other than they're not very good. Give me the Cardinals over the Lions. 4:25 tomorrow as well. Buccaneers at the Broncos. That's an interesting football game. I believe Drew Lock is out. Give me the Buccaneers over the Broncos, even though I hate Tom Brady. Packers at the Saints. Tomorrow night, Sunday night football. Give me the Packers. I think the Saints are going to drop two games in a row as Aaron Rodgers is going to go in there and do what Aaron Rodgers does. Give me the Packers over the Saints. And your last game, Monday Night Football, Chiefs at Ravens. Man, right? That is the game of the – if you're going to miss football, miss every game but that one. Like, that is the football game to watch this weekend, Chiefs at the Ravens. I'm going to take the Ravens because the Ravens are at home. And, I can't remember what the stat was, but Pat Mahomes is, like, on a streak of, like, so many being behind for so many, like, double digits and has come back so many times. I have a feeling that this one, if they get down double digits, they're not going to make it back. Give me the Ravens over the Chiefs. But that has been your Around the League. This has been your Buffalo Bills Rams preview show. Thank you guys so much for listening in. Do me a favor. If you are not catching the Monday show, the Overreaction Podcast that drops on Mondays post-game, please do join me, tweet me, retweet this, listen, subscribe, follow everybody that's on Buffalo Fanatics, all my guys. Catch us on YouTube as we're multicasting. You can catch me and Jay Spence on the Hump Day Hotline every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock live, ladies and gentlemen. So you actually have the ability to tune in and comment and ask questions and be a part of the show. But as always, I appreciate you guys. This is Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast. You have been listening to just that, the Overreaction Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I can't wait for this game this weekend. I can't wait for football this weekend. Go Bills. What's going on, everybody? This is Joe Miller, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast, and I want to take just a few seconds to talk to you about the Blend Buffalo. Whether you are a self-proclaimed fitness nut or simply love the nutrition a protein bar provides your body in a daily grab-it-and-go snack, I have to tell you that the Blend Bar is exactly what your body's craving. Made in-house by Grandma T with only 4 all-natural ingredients, these bars are chocked full of goodness. They don't have the excess chemicals and preservatives of a traditional store-bought bar, and believe me when I tell you, these bars are an absolute crowd favorite. Oh, and you want over the top? Check this out. Other than the chocolate chips, the Blend Bar is gluten-free and completely vegan. Pretty sweet, huh? So before you reach for that candy bar full of sugar and preservatives, give your body what it really wants, a Blend Bar from the Blend Buffalo. Go to theblendbuffalo.com right now. Put in the promo code GOBILLS into your cart and receive 20% off of any order you place, courtesy of the Overreaction Podcast.
my Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Employers are on the lookout for defined skills, and a University of Phoenix business degree is built on them, giving you the skills to stand out. Plus, eligible transfer credits could cover up to 75% of your bachelor's. Get started at phoenix.edu.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.